Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this Friday, Saturday podcast of Born to Be a Star. Yesterday was rough. I had to go get my nails painted after work, and I passed out when I came home. So forgive me for not podcasting yesterday. And also, I wanted to make sure I had an entire another day to find more things to discuss with you in regards to politics. So today is another day, another opportunity for you and everybody and all of us together to recognize our star power. For us to look in the mirror and reflect on where we've been and where we're going to next on our journey to stardom, right? You have to start somewhere to get to the top. And even if you're halfway there, you have to keep climbing till you get to the destination you want to be at. I'm here to tell you that the reflection that you see should be a reflection that you love and a reflection that you like. We are working to love ourselves, to love who we are and love who we're becoming. This is something, and the progress has to happen every day. So every day is another step forward to us truly loving ourselves. And I'd like to just take a moment to say thank you to my husband, Skip, for encouraging me to see the greatness in myself, even if I can't see it. There's times when I don't recognize that I'm pretty cool and I'm pretty smart, even if I allow others to hinder me or tell me that I'm not something. I guess I am. So I want to thank my husband for being that person and being my backbone and being my tree and being exactly what I need every day. Outside of me thanking him, let us recognize that we can do things that we want to accomplish. Like, for instance, yes, we can learn a new language. For instance, yes, I can be watching TNA pay-per-view. For instance, yes, I can decide I want to change my style, change my hair, and change my mind. Not only that, but I can also decide that I want to travel, I want to buy a house, I want to rent a house, I want to buy a condo, I want to rent a condo, I want new shoes, I want a new car. Well, maybe it's not really want, but you need it. I mean, if you're trying to look professional, you're trying to look nice, then you have to have nice things. That's a fact of life. We need to be doing things that are going to make our lives better. So there's that. We have to take time and we have to recognize that we should be traveling. We should be planning for retirement. We should be doing things we like. We should be buying jewelry. We should ask our husband for another ring because we're sick of the one we're wearing. We should say to ourselves, yes, we can, and do it. Or maybe we should tell our wives, yeah, that lunchbox, no, you don't need that. Whatever this case may be, maybe you're sick of the book club you're in and you want to read another book. Say to yourself and say it with me, yes, I can. Following the yes you can is a never give up, because how can you believe in yourself and believing anybody you love by giving up on them and giving up on yourself? Perseverance is the only way to be successful. Outside of that, what are you going to do? Be the person I told you about at the beginning of the podcast who is fearful, low self-esteem, and allows people to tell them what they can't do and defeat them? No, you don't want to be that person. You have to persevere through bad days and bad situations, and you have to see the light, and you have to be willing to chase it. Outside of that, why not today? Why do we constantly put off today for tomorrow, assuming we can do things that we can't do? I hate procrastination and indecisiveness. That's why when I went to the nail shop yesterday, I said I was getting my nails done white, and I did it. I didn't think twice about it. I went in with white and I left with white. That was the thought. That was the process. And that's what I got done. Next time, I already picked out what I'm doing for my nails and I can't wait to do that too. Instead of us procrastinating and taking 5 years to make a decision about one moment, let us just make the decision about the moment. I always bring up the dishwasher not working, right? Do you really want to wash dishes by hand? Now, some people like to do that. I'm not one of them. If I can have the dishwasher working correctly and I don't have to wash the dishes, I'm all for that. If I can make sure the washing machine in the car works correctly and I can get to work and I can get to wherever I need to go easily, I'm for that, right? If I can make sure the TVs work and everything works correctly in the house, I want that. I don't want to have something break that I'm using and then not find a way to fix it. That seems idiotic to me. I love when people are complaining about the space on their phone or something's not working correctly and they never take the time to fix it. And they're wondering why the things that they're trying to do aren't working. Like when I hear people say, I don't have any room on my phone, my thought is then you probably need to figure out getting more room on your phone. What are you waiting for? I don't know. Moving on from the mantra to the politics. Now, it looks like there's some sort of normalcy about the fact that Israel attacked Iran. But now the United States is trying to put sanctions on Israel for the first time in forever. Like, the United States is playing on icy water and they're really messing around with things that they shouldn't be doing. It doesn't look good that they keep acting like this and procrastinating the way that they are. It's very concerning. But okay. They are continuing to attack Donald Trump and it's failing. It's funny to watch it, in fact. Listening to them go on television and say that he is the Antichrist or he is anti-American is insane. Because he is the only one talking about the facts. Inflation's up. Your car prices are up. Your car taxes are up. The taxes are up. Everything that you normally do costs more money. Any way you're living in America is hard. And it's not getting easy. You're being punished if you make a certain amount of money. People want to chastise you and tell you everything is wrong with you because you're trying to live successful and be happy and just live a good life. And everything that used to be easy is now hard because of one person, Joe Biden. And at the end of all of this, they're using this puppet. And what are they going to have to show for this? They are stripping the United States of its identity day by day. They have allowed the insane, psychopathic, creepy lunatics to run everything. And the more they do that, the less we have. Earlier in the car with Skip, we were running some errands together. I said to him, at least we got to witness what America was really like. And it saddens me that my children won't know that. It saddens me that my new nephew Miller won't know it. Or my new nephew, at least from Doug and Michelle, they won't live a life like that. Now, we can work hard to make sure that they do have that life, that amazing life that a child should have. And we are going to work hard to make sure they have that. But they're not going to have that freely, right? They're not just going to have that life. We're going to have to make a way to give it to them. Do you understand what happens when they separate reality from reality by pretending that men can be women and women can be men, and we're pretending like men should actually be in women's sports to injure them and take over their sport? Isn't that insane? You understand the idea of women saying that they're progressive and they're okay with ending women power and girl power? The idea that men are so punkish that they'd rather play in a woman's sport instead of trying to win in their own, that they have to pretend to be a different sexuality playing a sport. Why is no one calling that out? Why is it so hard to recognize what a loser is? These are losers, okay? Women want to pretend like they can be as strong as men. And they want to pretend like they want to go to wars and they want to run around with backpacks on and they want to do all these things that they don't really want to do, right? They don't really want to do that. Some women are strong and fearless and can join the army and can grow and can grind and become very superior in that atmosphere, in that line of work. But many can't. And us pretending like women pretending that they're something they're not is insane. But we continue to do it. Right. We continue to allow women to misuse the system. I'm going to give you an example of Nancy Pelosi and AOC and Pramila Jayapal and a bunch of these other idiotic women that are not a good representation of normal, everyday women. Right. The idea can't be that you put all your eggs in one basket of your career and you miss out on having a family and getting married and loving somebody, whether you have children or pets or you're adopting or you're traveling, or you're enjoying time with your husband. Why are you giving your adult livelihood up for things that don't matter? For feminism. Feminism isn't going to get you anywhere, except for loneliness with a cat. And I love cats. Cats are great, right? But Do you really want to be alone? Do you really want to never have kids? Do you really want to never fall in love? Do you really want to never know what love is? Do you not want to know what intimacy is and like affection? Do you not want to experience that as a woman? Because if you are like AOC and you all like are like Premia Jayapal and all these other idiots that are protesting at Columbia University and all around New York and every other big major city in the United States of America and likely the world, if you're one of these pro-Hamas people that is willing to sell your soul, your identity, and anything you stand for because you want another handout, because you want to pretend Black Lives Matter is real and all this insanity is cool, then go ahead. But if you're like me and you just want to live a normal everyday life and you don't care about skin color and you don't care about someone's accent and you don't care about any of that, you're just trying to live and survive and enjoy your life before it's over, then you probably don't want to hear about race anymore. Today, when we were driving, Skip brought up this point that I have to say. Why isn't there a TV network called White International Television? But there's one called Black International Television. Entertainment, I'm sorry. So, Black Entertainment, BET. But there's not a WET. There's just a BET. How does that work? I'm going to continuously bring this up every opportunity I get. When you look at the statistics on the amount of Black people in the United States, it's 13%. That's not a high number. It's never been. Now, I'm not saying Black people and minorities don't have rights, because they do, especially if they're American. They certainly do have rights. But I'm saying, shouldn't we be moving further away from the race card, and shouldn't we be actually moving toward a quality card? Like an example is, I constantly say we're all different variations of gray, but we're all one color together. We're all human. Why do we always miss that? Why are we steady wanting to die on the hill of victimry and race? It's just sad, it's embarrassing, and it's damaging. These children don't understand any of this shit, and you're corrupting their mind with insanity. Not only are you corrupting their mind with insanity with race, because children don't understand that, then you're going to corrupt their mind with sexuality. A child doesn't understand that either. It's sad that the things that I'm saying right now are normal in the United States of America. We've become accustomed to young women dying for no reason on college campuses, people being thrown into trains in New York, Penny being penalized for saving people on a train, and Donald Trump being categorized as a bad guy for fighting for America. We, the people of the United States of America, fought to get away from the West, and we've done nothing but give them the power. We've done nothing but be what we ran away from. This isn't working. I don't think that people are going to wake up now. And the other day, Skip said he doesn't think Donald Trump's going to win, and I don't know who's going to win this election. Maybe I shouldn't be a Republican. Maybe I shouldn't be a Democrat. Maybe I should have stayed unaffiliated, because that was the best way to be, because either way these people suck and it doesn't matter, and the majority of the Republican Party is a uniparty outfit anyway. Mike just made that decision to give money to Ukraine, and he forgot all about the United States border. But where do we go from here? Is there an off button? Is there an out switch? What else needs to happen in the United States of America for everyday people to wake up and smell the coffee? The government is stealing your tax money to give it to people that don't deserve it. I'm going to say some things right now, and I mean them with all of my heart. My responsibility isn't Israel. My responsibility isn't Ukraine. My responsibility definitely isn't Taiwan. And my responsibility isn't any other country outside of the United States of America. I'm an American. I live in America. I pay taxes here. I work here. I pay rent here. I pay car taxes here. I pay bills here, right? I am in a class where I get taxed at a higher rate. And when I look at the things that need to be fixed where I live, I'm seeing they're not getting fixed, and it's really annoying to me, right? And so if you're experiencing those same things that I am, even if you're not in the same tax bracket, you might be wondering what's next here. And I'm telling you, I don't know. The way they're condemning Trump, trying to make him look like he's the biggest monster that has ever existed, is insane. Has everybody forgotten Bill Clinton having a fetish for young girls? Why is it okay for adults to be creepy creepers, like sexual predators with children? Yet, why are we pretending like the things I'm saying aren't wrong? Why are we pretending like that poor girl Laken Riley dying, she died for nothing? Why are we pretending like every other victim, every other casualty of this war between the United States of America isn't dying for no reason? We're supposed to have value and honor in this country, and we don't have any of that. Instead, we have pretenders and liars. The media never tells you the truth. Your friends never tell you the truth. The governor, anybody, nobody's telling you the truth. All they're doing is lying, telling you what you want to hear because that's convenient. But you know what's convenient? Reality. You know what's convenient? Being able to take care of your kids. Being able to have a good life with your family. Being able to live. And they're taking all of that away from us. It's sad. It is so sad. It kind of makes me want to cry. The best part of being an American is something that so many people don't understand. And I'm not sure we're getting that back here. I think that they've won. And all the strength that lives in me, deep within my soul, within my mind, within my body, all of me that decided to re-register as a Republican just because I hated the Democratic Party enough that I went to an entirely different side just to recognize that they both suck, right? But I'd rather be Republican and on the right side and red than be a Democrat and be on the wrong side and dead. So I'm saying that. I don't know if there's hope left. But when we get to this bad state and stage where we feel so hopeless and lost and discouraged and lonely and sad, especially when it comes to politics, we have to remember something. God is here. Whatever religion you believe in is real. We have to be stronger. Somebody has to fight these people. And it's not me. This is not my fight. It's not my husband's fight. This is for the kids, right? They're going to have to recognize what is going on. Generation Z is unfortunately finding out the hard way that they're going to have to figure this shit out, and they're going to have to live in their mom's basement. And life is not what they thought it was. They've been living in a box shell and they don't know reality, but they're going to learn. And do you know another statistic that Skip brought up to me? Only 25% of people 30... What was...
Four and under.
Wait, I'm going to have him say it. Tell them.
Bring it up on your phone.
Say it.
No.
I want you to say what you said.
I want you to read the actual statistic.
I want you to tell them the statistic.
34 years old or under, 25% of them have one child or more. So that means that 75%, I mean, it's really 73%. We're just rounding for better numbers, but for 73% of people 34 and under do not have any children. So people are waiting until later in life now.
Yeah. So there's times when I wonder, like, am I losing because we don't have kids yet? But honestly, I don't think people are having kids. Smart people with money typically do wait till they're older and they're financially stable to have children.
And also, less people are having kids now because this world is a disaster and they don't want their kids to be a part of it.
There's also that. And I'm not sure that they're wrong. We're leaving our kids in a place that we don't recognize.
Yeah, like $34 trillion in debt with another trillion being printed every 100 days. This is not sustainable or kind.
I don't know what's going to be the pushing point here. And me and Skip talked about it in the car earlier. What is going to stop this? I don't know. Are we going to witness it? I don't know. Biden's numbers are horrible. Yet he's still tied with Trump. How is he still tied with Trump? And he's horrible at everything. I don't think that the statistics that they're looking at are realistic or real. I think they're lying to us about the numbers because they want us under the assumption that he's actually doing good, but we all know he's not. He doesn't know where he is. He's delirious. He has Alzheimer's and he has like dementia all at the same time. He cannot walk, talk, speak, or do anything. How is that the representation for America? It's not the representation for me because I didn't vote for him, and there's no way in hell I'm voting for him again. That man doesn't represent black people, Spanish people, Asian people, aliens, yellow people, or green people, or any people. He represents the cheaters, the schemers, the liars, and the rot that exists in the political death valley called Washington, D.C. And you can go visit Washington and get your car hijacked and get, you know, taken for money literally during the day at gunpoint. How's that sound? Does that sound fun? You want to go to New York and get shoved in front of a train? Good luck, buddy. These are the monsters and they run the streets. We've given away our rights to people that don't know what they're doing. Do you know that the Democratic Party is full of nothing but idiots? Spoon-fed, unwilling, incompetent idiots. They don't have any connection to reality. Nothing. And we gave away our rights to them. If you voted Democratic, then you signed up for it. Again, I'm making another point. If you voted for Joe Biden in 2020 and you're complaining about everything and how much everything costs, just shut up. You voted for this. Regardless of what country you live in, if you vote Democratic in that country, Cuba, Venezuela, Mexico, any of these countries, if you voted Democratic in the country, you know what the rot is in the country. Even if you don't have any leadership there, you can't blame anybody except yourself. You're voting for this. You're voting for the chaos. You're voting for the corruption. You're voting for the death. You're voting for the people that are going to be sacrificed for nothing. And you can't blame anybody but yourself. I sleep like a baby at night because I know I voted for Donald Trump 2 times. I sleep like a baby at night because I know I support Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I know I support the idea of being free and being American. I sleep like a baby at night because I sing the Star Spangled Banner word for word. Not only do I sing the Star Spangled Banner word for word, but the Pledge of Allegiance is like an anthem for me. I take these things very seriously. I am too proud to be American. It is what I stand for. Red, white, and blue is everything to me. It's God, family, country. That is life, right? Our country, where we're from, that should be something we're proud of, not something we're embarrassed about. And if you voted for Joe Biden, if you voted democratically, if you register as a Democrat, don't complain about anything. Don't complain about your car payment, your rent payment, the fact that you wanted to buy a house and now you can't afford it. Don't complain about the fact that now the rent is $2,000 and it's just going to keep going up. Me and Skip looked at this apartment that came into town and it's starting at $3,000 and it's going up to $5,000. That's to start. Let me tell you the square footage, $700. Yep. It's about to get really ugly out here. And you know who you got to blame? The reflection in your mirror, because you're a Democrat. So pick wisely in November, because if we don't get Donald Trump back in the White House and we don't fix the shit that they have left behind, America is not going to exist in more than one way anymore. Right now, it's just a remnant. But if Joe Biden stays in office for another 4 years, which means Kamala Harris is going to be president, I don't know what's going to be left in this country, because it's not going to be America. Will the student loan forgiveness heist get Joe Biden votes? Doubtful, because he can't reverse the student loan stuff with the court. He does know that, right? But he keeps lying to stupid-ass young people, and they believe him. But the thing is, I don't think young people actually believe him. I think they know he's lying. He literally can't do anything. And again, if Joe Biden wants to forgive student loans, can he forgive mine? I'm still waiting for this. Yeah. Why don't you forgive the student loans of the working class, not the rich people, but the people that go to work every day? I'm just saying. Eating out has become like an expensive nightmare. You can't even go to McDonald's or Domino's or anything that would typically be cheap and get any kind of a deal. You're looking at $20 to $50 for two people to eat, man. Three people, you're maybe looking higher. Maybe there's some like diner or some local spot in your town which you can get a discount at that's not as pricey. But damn, eating out is like going to the movies. And going to the movies is like going to the bank and just telling them to burn your cash. It's getting rough out here, man. Things that used to be cheap and more affordable aren't. The gas is $4 again. If you're not using cash, you're paying $3.99 for the gas where I live. And yes, I live on the East Coast, New England, with the rich elites, right? The coastal elites. That's where me and Skip live, right in the middle of it. We get to see these people full-fledged every day with their ridiculousness. The town that we love, that we live in, the mayor has admitted that she's building affordable housing in the town to invite opportunity for people that don't deserve it, that aren't from the town. It's insane. Okay. But eating out is bad. Two incomes for a nice life. If you're in a relationship or you're married, you can't survive with one income. It's not happening. Especially with kids, it's just not. It's not something that can exist anymore. So people are finding out very hardly that that's not happening anymore. It's everything costs too much. You have to have two incomes to be able to survive. And if you don't, you're not surviving. Moving on from the politics. Horses or ponies? If you had to pick one to ride, which one would you choose? I think I'd go for a pony just because they look cuter. But if I'm seriously going to ride and do like horseback riding, I mean, clearly you want a horse. Do we need sound bars? Maybe it's depending on if you're watching like a movie or a series. You might want the volume to go louder. But I don't know if that's necessary for every like entertainment system. Like, it depends on your living room. It depends on how big the TV is. It depends on where you're going to put the sound bar. I mean, all of that's important. Will they forgive student loans? I asked that earlier. Probably not. Where is the law and where is the order? I don't know. It's not here. It went somewhere. USA road trips and camping. So I think the idea of camping and going on road trips across the United States of America sounds very fun. And I'm only saying that because I don't know where I'd go on a road trip anywhere outside of like Mexico, because I know about Mexico. That's really not a place you want to go on a road trip at. I think that going on a road trip around America would be fun. Get to see towns you've never seen before, eat some food you've never eaten before, and visit some shops you've never seen before. I think that'd be a lot of fun. And camping's fun too, especially if you, you know,
yeah, you get attacked by a bear.
Don't ruin it. I'm trying to promote other fun things to do.
Sprayed by a skunk.
RVing and camping.
Stung
and
by wasps.
Okay, I'm not a camping kind of a person, but if you are,
it didn't take long.
You should try it. He's ruining what I'm saying. Like, guys.
Assaulted by a pack of wolves.
No, some people want to try camping, okay? Don't ruin it for them.
Bitten, took us by a fox.
Stop it. You stop. You let people have fun. If you want to go camping and you're listening to this podcast right now, you have a good damn time, okay? Put some brewskis and put some brewskis with some ice. And get some make sure you have a grill, clearly, and make sure you have good tents, and do make sure you bring some sort of weaponry in case you do run into a bear or one of these animals he's talking about. I've seen enough horror movies to know that maybe camping isn't for me, but if you want to go camping, best of luck to you. moving on from the main part of the conversation, Superstar, Mayans, Only Murders in the Building. Those are some things I want to watch. AI Revolution sounds crazy. I'm not sure I'm ready to look at that because I don't really want AI to have any kind of revolution. AI kind of, it really brings me back to the original Terminator, where it's a look at the fact that we created this. And I'm going to continue to say that we have really created something that we can't control. When the robots get tired of us, they're just going to take us over. It's going to be like the invasion of the body snatchers, and we can't do shit about it. So prepare yourself for that. And watching it as a show or a movie is kind of creepy to me because it's like you're lifting the veil on something that's going to become reality. Have we gone too far with AI? I mean, I don't think there's any other way. Friday Night Raw is whack, and we didn't watch it last night. Basically, it should be called Friday Night Raw. SmackDown is whack, and now Roman Reigns is off of it. And I love Cody, right? Cody's good. They're about to do a new, what's it called? The thing where they switch the people up. They're about to do a draft for WWE for Raw and SmackDown, so maybe they'll get some more action. But lately, they haven't really been doing anything there. It's kind of whack, honestly. Damaged Thor binge. There's all these Thor movies that I kind of want to catch up on. The last one seems really funny. We'll see. America Rust. Broken Justice seems interesting. Fallout. These all seems like things that I think we'd enjoy watching. We're currently watching a TNA pay-per-view, and it's pretty entertaining. Joe Hendricks did not win. He lost, so that was fun. Then we watched, what was the other match called, babe? The ladder match?
Yeah, it was called Metal Mayhem. Metal Mayhem, where anything metal could be used. Tables, ladders, chairs, chains.
Now, TNA is something that Skip likes to watch. I typically watch AEW and WWE, but I'm going to be joining in on the TNA as well. I'm very happy that Skip has decided to become a part of the podcast today on this Friday, Saturday weekend pod. And I do want to start to reintroduce us getting back into our We Give You the Review, where we talk about the restaurants we eat at, the shows we watch, and the things that are most important to us. Because I think it's important for us to just not have a voice on Born Star, but to also have a voice as a couple on We Give You the Review. Also, so we can give you the review so you can enjoy things where you live and the town you're at and eat the same stuff we're eating and watching the same good things we're looking at. Because there's so much to eat, so much to watch, and so much to do. So we will get back to that. I'm going to have a discussion with him after we do this podcast so we can create our own podcast starting tomorrow. Yeah, he's lying. You see how negative he is? Do y'all hear this? Jesus. Anyways, moving on from watching things, the TNA fight is crazy. Let's get into food. So today we had Jersey Mike's for lunch. And I had number 26, which is my favorite, with extra ranch. He gave me a look, but it was delicious, and I don't care. It was good. It's the, what is it, the chicken bacon ranch? It's definitely my favorite. It's like the only one I eat when I go in there. That's what I got. He got the same thing. I got these spicy pickle chips that were bomb. And they had this cream soda that they don't have anywhere else. And we both had that, and it was definitely good. We're about to order something from the pizza shop down the street. I'll tell you what that tastes like. But I also found a recipe for one pan lemon garlic chicken. That looks like that could be quick for dinner. Basically, you take the chicken, you season it. You can put that in the air fryer or you can put it in the one pan. Then you use your lemon garlic. So obviously, you can use like fresh garlic, chop it up. Or you can use like a little circle of the garlic that you can get in the nice veggie section. Obviously, you could add chives into that. And then you take a lemon and you slice the lemon in like a couple of slices. And then clearly you squirt the lemon into that and you make the little sauce. Yeah, you cook the chicken in that sauce. You can add in some olive oil for a little more depth And then you just let it cook it and soak up all the flavors and seasonings. And I think you'd be very happy. You can eat this with broccoli, green beans, whatever veggies you want. You can add rice, whatever way you want it to be. You can literally have that with anything. Nashville hot chicken, definitely good. Carrot cake cookies, I don't know about those. I haven't tried them, but I'm willing to. Creamy taco soup. I saw that recipe on Pinterest, and it's definitely something I'd want to do. You obviously add in beef stock, chicken, sour cream, a little olive oil. Do like diced tomatoes, onions, peppers. You could add in some cheese tortellini too. Lots of mozzarella. Add that in. I would actually put Mexican cheese in this. Make sure you have a spoon and keep like going around with the spoon. And you can make that very easily within like an hour. And you can have that for like a meal prep or a dinner or something. Very flavorful. Very good. Not a lot of calories. Very good for your body. Taco chicken bake. So basically for taco chicken bake, you dice up chicken. You put everything that would go into a taco, but you make a bake out of it, right? So we're doing the chicken. We're doing the pico de gallo. We're doing the salsa. We're doing the sour cream. We're doing everything that would go into a taco, but you're making it as a bake. And you can even take the tacos, the shells, and put that over the top of it, and then the cheese on top of it, and then put that in the oven and let that cook off for about 35 to 40 minutes. Take that out, cut that into pieces, boom. Doesn't that sound good? You can even add in Mexican rice or Spanish rice into it to give it more flavor and more depth as well. I think you'd be very surprised with how good that tastes. Following the taco chicken bake, which I want to make right now. Zero calories Gatorade. There's so many different flavors of Gatorade. You can drink all these drinks with no calories in them. And why not? High protein chicken salad. Who doesn't want that? So obviously with the high protein chicken salad, you're having more protein of the chicken and the salad. You know I'm going to say I like two salads the best, which is true. You want to make your own salad dressing. Why not? Anyways, my friends, this is the end of the Friday Saturday pod. Thank you for tuning in as always too. Born to be a star, and be out on the lookout for that latest new edition episode of We Give You the Review.
No.
Say that you're gonna think about it.
No chance.
Okay, he's being a douchebag. But no, we really are gonna do it. No. Probably tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yes. He's being an idiot. He knows he likes podcasting, and he actually has a lot of shows he wants to talk about. I think he wants to go into full in-depth discussion with you about TNA. Baber, if you could tell the audience something about TNA, what would you say?
My favorite is Wanted Man Nick Nemeth, and I like, and my second favorite is Joe Hendry. And I like their pay-per-views a lot, because they only have one pay-per-view once a season, so there's only four of them. But with TNA Plus, if you have that, you get special premium live events that are like pay-per-views, but they're only exclusive for TNA Plus subscribers. So.
Well, you've heard it from the mouth that knows it all about TNA. If you're looking for something interesting to watch, give it a try.
And the next premium live event is in 2 weeks.
So is the audience going to be ready to hear more about this when we get to... We Give You the Review tomorrow?
I'll think about it.
Okay, and then the episode of We Give the Review, are you going to give a more thorough, balanced explanation of TNA?
Possibly.
So they're aware of the differences between TNA, AEW, and WWE?
Sure.
Okay. We will see you tomorrow, same place, same time on We Give You the Review. Thank you for tuning in to this Friday, Saturday edition of Born to Be a Star. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. In the light, you are everything. And in the darkness, you are found. They're going to try to tell you everything you're not good at, everything you need to fix. And I'm here to tell you that you are perfect. You are resilient. You are amazing. You are exactly what you wanted to be. You are the light in the darkness. And don't let anyone stop you.
Snoring listeners.
Know your value. Know your worth. And know your start power. And stop ruining my mantra of you, me, everyone, they, them, us together. We are not only going to change this world, this United States of America, but we are going to change the galaxy to the galaxy to the galaxies, because we are the beginning, the middle, the end, and everything. We were here when time was created, and we'll be here when it ends. We are the start, the end, the beginning, the middle, and everything. The beginning of the story and the best part of it. We are the light, and nothing can stop us. Again, I want you to recognize your star power. And I want you to be the star you're supposed to be. I'll see you same place, same time tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow. Well, tomorrow, but not on Born Star. I'll see you tomorrow on We Give You the Review. And I'll see you Monday on Born Star. Okay. Stop blabbing, man. I'm trying to do the ending of the dang podcast. So you interrupted me before I can start with my podcast lingo.
When you started the outro, somebody was 7 and now they're 9.
Oh, my God. I'll see you guys on Monday. Bye.